guys doing tonight?
Wonderful.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Today we're just going to start off with a declaration. If we can all stand and read it together.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you why. Heavenly Father, we declare that our spirit is in sync with your spirit. You are unveiling to us the mysteries of your kingdom. We hear and understand, we see and perceive. We thank you that our ears and eyes are blessed and that each day we hear, see, and understand more and more of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. In the name that is above all names, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Cool.
It was pressed upon me by Holy Spirit to write this declaration based on the fact that 2 weeks ago, that was August 23rd, we were here at Heaven's Invasion, and worship was like really intense. It was like a real intimate time with God, and I experienced something that really had changed my life. From that point on, answered a lot of questions for me and also delivered me from fears that I had. That's the reason why I'm here today. I'm shaking, but, you know, God is good. God is
Amen.
Good. And I want to share that with you because it's very important that we learn how to hear the word, hear from God, hear his voice, in other words. You know, and sometimes he comes to us in different ways. You hear him, you see him, you know, you feel him. I'm a feeler. I feel his presence. That's how he uses me a lot of times. I see, but I feel also in that. So what I experienced on August 23rd here during worship was so powerful, where I saw waters, like very strong, mighty rushing waters, and just coming upon me. And I remember I was like, wow, this is awesome, like that. But the funny thing about it was that I felt the water. I looked down at my feet because I thought my feet were wet. And I just kept feeling. I kept, every time I closed and opened my eyes, I would still continue to see the mighty rushing water. And I'm like, I don't know what you're trying to say to me, Lord, but I know you're saying something. I'm just going to say, come.
Yeah.
And in my spirit, I just kept saying, come and come. And the water was just coming and coming and coming. So we had an awesome time on that Sunday here. It was a move of God like never before. And I'm not saying it was because of the vision that I saw, but I know that was part of it, because Holy Spirit was truly moving in this place. And most importantly, the people were receptive. They were open to receive. They were excited. They were expecting for God to move, you know. And that really spoke volumes to me, because this is something that I've been praying for a long time. I'm like, Lord, that people would know your Holy Spirit, that they would sense how you move, that they would see more clearly. Those that have a desire to see, Lord, that you let them see. Those that have a desire to hear, that you will let them hear, you know. And what I experienced on Sunday is like, wow. And I remember saying to Russ, I got zapped. Well, actually, it was more than just getting zapped, okay. Because it was like, when I got home that night, it's like every part of my body, my joints, I felt like I was dangling. Everything about me was like loose. Like everything was loose. I can't even really explain to you, but God did something to me.
Amen.
You know, he removed some things from me, and one of them was fear. Fear of being in front of you like I am right now talking to you. Because I can't stand this mic, and people know that. But I know that God wants me to move me, wants to move me in a higher position, in a different way, okay? And I know that by me holding back, I would never really do what he's telling me to do. So I was in disobedience. So I come to you tonight, and I ask you all to forgive me for my disobedience, okay? Because God's been speaking to me quite some time about stepping out more, being used of him more, and I was afraid. You know, and I'm not afraid to say that I was afraid, okay? I'm not afraid to say that, listen, I'm standing up here, don't really know what I'm doing. I'm dependent totally on Holy Spirit, because, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm in a place where it's safe, okay? I'm safe. This place is safe, where you can come, you can learn of God, you can learn of the people of God together. Iron sharpens iron. So I'm not afraid to make a mistake in front of you. I'm not afraid to be me. There was a time in my life where I couldn't even be me, but now I can. And who's me? I'm a daughter of the Most High. That's who I am. And I know that now. I didn't know that before. I know that now. So most of the change that took place for me on since Sunday was that God was just delivered me from that fear of really stepping out and doing what God's told me to do, okay? Which one of them is to teach. And I'm like, oh, wow, how am I going to teach? But one of them is that, okay? So I said, Lord, I'm totally dependent on you to tell me what it is you want me to say, to show me what it is you want me to do. I'm totally, totally dependent on you. So he said, that night, I did not really sleep. I was like on 3 hours of sleep because I was still drenched in that water. I was still caught up in that vision. I was still feeling the effects of the water, okay? And when I finally did make it to work the next day, I got a download at my desk where God spoke to me and said, I'm revealing to you my son, Jesus Christ. And he took me to Revelation 1, okay? And in Revelation 1, he pointed out certain things to me. And one of the first things he pointed out is that about his voice being in the waters, that what I was experiencing that day was actually the voice of God. Sometimes he comes like a mighty rushing water. Okay. Now, some will take that and say, well, that's the end times. That's like the wrath of God. It's whatever God wants it to be. I'm not going to go there. It's whatever God wants it to be. And for me, I took it as God was trying to get my attention to remove those things from my life. And God knows what else, because I don't know what else. But that was one of the main ones that was pointed out to me. So he said to me, write down what you see in that scripture, Revelation 1. He said, write down what you see. The things that are will be, okay? The revelation of Christ. Read about him. Study him. Study his character. Step out in him. And he said to me, because he's alive inside of you, okay? And you would do what the Father said do. Because as Jesus did, as he saw the Father do, you would do also. But if you never step out, how would you experience it, you know? So enough of being afraid to step out in God, because I have already equipped you. I have already trained you, and now it's time to release you.
Yes.
So don't worry about where, when, and how. Just do. That's what God is telling me, and that's what I'm telling you tonight.
Amen.
That God is saying, just do. And some of you here, they've been asking God, I really want to see, I really want to hear. Well, guess what? You can. You can see and you can hear him. You can learn how to hear his voice. There's many scriptures that talk about hearing the voice of God. There's many scriptures that will teach you about how to experience him, especially in the prophetic. I love the prophetic. And I love how he uses me in that to feel, to hear, sometimes to taste, sometimes to smell, you know. And I just really believe, I don't know exactly what it is, but God just really wants me to start, I don't know, a teaching, and I'm just going to say it. I'm teaching on the voice, hearing the voice of God.
Amen.
And I'm going to just bury myself in that and in the scriptures and come back to you at some point and just start that. Because I really want people to know how to hear God's voice. Whether it be, the best way is to read his word. That's
yes.
Number one. In prayer. I receive a lot reading his word. I receive a lot in prayer. You know, he comes and he speaks to me. And speaking on that, I'm going to be a little bit all over the place if you guys don't mind. I just want to go into your living room tonight. Is that okay?
Amen.
Okay. All right. About a year ago, in prayer, here in this very place, a lot happens here in this very place, okay? Especially to me. I can testify about that. Okay. In this place here, Heaven's Invasion, there was a time I was so caught up in worship. And I was so excited, and I'm like, I really want to see you move. I really want to see you move, Lord. I agree with you. I was saying everything that I could say just to get God's attention, just so that he can move. And he gave me one word. He said, show. Like that. I said, show. I said, okay, show. So, anyway, I've been saying that word since then in prayer, show. Okay? And what he showed me in that was that when I say show, what I'm actually saying to God is manifest your glory.
Amen.
In our midst. Okay? What I'm actually saying to him is reveal your secrets found in your love.
Wow.
That's what I was saying to him. Show us your Father. That's what I was saying to him. In that small word, show. Okay? Show yourself. If you look in the Bible, the back of your Bible, look up the word show. It will give you the scriptures based on the word show. And what God is meaning by the word show. Show me your glory. Show me the Father. And I've been believing God for land. I say, show me the land. He gave me the word show. So I'm using the word show.
Yeah,
okay. And I just wanted to also let you know about that. Use the word show. It's been released. What he gives to me, I'm giving to you. And then you give it to somebody else, because that's how the word kingdom works. Yeah. You don't keep it for yourself. You give it to somebody else. What he pours into you, you pour out, and he fills you back up. Okay, and that's what he's doing to me. And that's why it's so important for me to be up here today, because many other times I'd be like, nah, don't call me up there. I'm not going up there. No. These folks always trying to trip me up. And I'm like, no. But now I have to.
Yeah.
You understand? Now I have to, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I love God, and I want to see God moving mightily in my life and in your life, okay? And I just want so much from God. I'm not satisfied.
Amen.
I want more. I'm not going to settle for less when I can have the best, okay?
Yes.
And speaking of that best, I am a walking miracle. And that's what I really want to talk to you about tonight, that I am a walking miracle. Many years ago, okay, I had surgery, and in the midst of that surgery, the doctor after the surgery, when I went into recovery, the doctor came to me and said, "You're alive by a miracle. You were supposed to be dead, but the man upstairs wanted you alive."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what I want to talk to you about tonight, because when I went into the word, I was trying to prepare. And how many know that sometimes when you're trying to prepare a little message, or sometimes Holy Spirit takes you everywhere. And I said, I don't know how I'm going to start. I got so much to say. He said, yes, that's why I called you, my mouthpiece, so that you can talk, because you like to talk.
Come on.
And so I called you. And he says, but this is what I want you to share. And even up to this morning, I said to him, I don't know how to start, Lord. You're going to have to show me how to start. And he said, tell them that you are a miracle. Tell them that the miracle lives inside of you. Tell them that I also am a miracle in them. And so that's what I want to talk to you about, the miracle inside of you. Your first beginnings, just like with Jesus. His first beginning, what was his first miracle? Does anybody know?
The wine,
exactly. So I want to take you there tonight, okay? I want to take you to John chapter 2, Jesus' first miracle. Because that spoke volumes to me. And that's chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. In Jewish marriage custom at those times, wine was an integral part. Not providing sufficient wine is an insult to the guests, and thereby a shame to the newlyweds, okay? And although to some the wine may seem very insignificant, I found something very interesting, and I'm quite sure you guys who have read that scripture probably have too. But for me especially, and I'm going to tell you why, because of the, let's just go into it. Okay. The disciples were invited to this wedding with Jesus. I'm kind of nervous. Excuse me. Was invited to this wedding with Jesus. Okay. Many think that Jesus' reply to his mother was disrespectful. Okay, let's go there first. Because of the way he responded to her.
Right.
In some translations, it says, dear woman. It says, woman. Okay, many thought that Jesus was insinuating that he didn't want to be bothered. Like, woman, leave me alone, you know. Many say that it was like something like God was saying, what is it with me and with you? We are only guests here, so we're not supposed to supply the need for whatever the banquet needs are, or the wedding, okay, for that fact. But that's not what Jesus was saying at all. In fact, woman was a way of respect back in that time, okay? He respects his mother, okay? His mother was he loved her, okay? But what I gather from reading it was just not his time, meaning time for him, his crucifixion, okay? Although it was his time to show his glory power, which was turning that water into wine, okay? For those who was at the wedding, okay? Jesus didn't care whether or not you're thirsty and you wanted to drink, you wanted to get drunk. That wasn't him. He was invited as a guest and just enjoying. I just picture Jesus just sitting there minding his own business and just enjoying the wedding banquet, not really caring. He don't drink, so he didn't care whether you have wine or not. That's what I pictured. But it's just the symbolism of it. That's what caught my attention, because number one, these jars were used for putting water for ceremonial washing and purification, okay? That caught my attention, okay? When they ran out of that, the other thing that caught my attention was when they said, when they tasted, when he turned the water into wine and they tasted it, it was the best wine they have ever tasted before, okay? And not only that it was the best wine ever tasted before, normally you save the best for last. You understand? Or, you know, however way it went, you save it. So they were impressed by this wine because they never tried it before. It was the best thing that ever happened. The banquet master, he was like, where did this wine come from? You see? And that was the miracle, that Jesus turned that water into wine. Okay? But this is what really got me. As you go down and you read on, it says, they did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. The miracle. He did not realize where that come from. The servants knew where it come from. The master of the banquet called the bridegroom aside and said, everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wines after the guests had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now. Okay. Immediately, I thought of Jesus. You saved the best for us. Okay. That wine represents your blood.
Amen.
Okay. That you died on that cross for us. And you're willing to give us the very, very best, okay? Not only did he show his glory power, okay, but he was actually also, that scripture to me also spoke about the death that was coming, but it wasn't time yet. And that brings me back to the miracle, because I'm a walking miracle, because it wasn't my time yet. It wasn't time for me to go yet. God has plans for me. He wants to use me. It wasn't time for me yet. Okay, no, I'm not Jesus, but he lives inside of me. He is my miracle. He is the miracle that lives inside of me, and he lives inside of you. And I think for me, this was so profound, because the wine represents his blood that would be shed for us, but it wasn't at that time. The scriptures in here, his glorious power in such a small way, turning the water into wine, but very significant, okay? And just to look at the faith that his mother had, the respect, the servants, the disciples believing in him, because at some point they probably had doubt, I don't know, you know, but it said they really believed in him then when they saw that first miracle, okay? The obedience that was displayed by Jesus, okay, he obeyed his mother. She requested, she's with him, there's no more wine. In other words, like, what can you do? I know that you can, you know, do something about it. And he knew where she was coming from. He respected, and he did that. So that was, he displayed obedience to his mother, okay? And the respect and the love and the need that he has for others. That spoke to me highly about Jesus. And that he only do what he saw his father do, although that's later on in John. But it just reminds me of Jesus and how he submit to Father, and how he only do what the Father says do. You know, he's not moved by just anybody. It's just what the Father do. And that really spoke to me, but mostly because the shedding of his blood, it transforms sinners into his own likeness. Okay? It speaks about change. The miracle was created. It just, the miracle of the turning the water into wine caused a lot of excitement in those days, and still today, because I'm excited. I'm excited about what the wine represents. I'm excited because I carry that wine inside of me. I'm excited because I also can speak to anyone who don't know Jesus and tell them about the wine that I have. I'm excited because of the scriptures that said, taste and see that the Lord is good. And that's my message. That's what I can go to somebody and tell them, to taste and see that the Lord is good. So I'm excited because of this. His first miracle foreshadows his death on the cross and being a sacrificial lamb. I'm excited about that. I don't know about you, but I'm so excited about that because I have this alive in me. This wine is running through my veins, okay? And I want to give this wine to others who have not yet taken a drink, okay? You thirsty, come. I'll give you that drink, okay? And that's why I believe God is just saying to us, even so in these days, okay, we have gotten comfortable amongst each other. God wants to break us up out of that. And to do what he says do. He wants us to learn how to hear his voice more clearly. He wants us to see him for who he is. He wants to remove the scales off our eyes, okay? Remove, unclog our ears so that we can hear him. He wants to teach us more of who he is. Not that we don't know. Not that we haven't stepped out. But like I said, August 23rd, here in this place, something happened. There was a movement of God like never before, but it's not meant to stay here. It was put inside of us so that we can take it out there, okay? And that's what it moves me today, to come and speak to you about Christ and the miracle of the wine, that I'm a miracle, you're a miracle, okay? So basically, that's all I had to share. I thank you for allowing me to come into your living room and just to share my heart with you, because that's where I'm at. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity again to come to you and to share with you about the voice of God. But I also encourage you to study those scriptures about the voice of God, and we can all share together. Amen.